First of all, I was listening to our sister station, KSEJ, and they talked about that horrible, despicable deal in Chicago. This four scumbags that kidnapped a special needs 18-year-old young man and then FaceTimed it. Whew. Let me tell you, Facebook not happy with that's not what FaceTime Live was meant to broadcast.
And so a dad is a special needs child.
Sometimes those little national news stories go, that's in, you know, Chicago, whatever. But that one just kind of stuck with me.
Right.
So I'm like, whatever. I pick up my oldest son, Trey, from school. And then I went to the mall, as we do a lot, probably.
You go walk around the mall, kill a little time to pick your other son up because there's not enough time to go home across town, then back and get your other son. I'm with you, brother.
That's very
okay.
good.
Okay, so you're killing time at the mall.
Yep, and then we're going out to the mall.
A door, right.
Uh-huh. And Trey's not really good with spatial distance.
Right. His autism kicks in.
And then we went out and he went out the door. A lady was trying to push a shopping cart into the mall. And she's like, "That is the rudest behavior I have ever seen."
Really? Ever?
I'm like, wow, you've lived a very charmed life. And so I went there and I'm like, well, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, my son has autism and he really means absolutely no ill will whatsoever.
And you apologize for
it. Yeah, and I started.
And said, I'm sorry.
I wrap up the conversation because I can see he's leaving the mall and I kind of have to be with him when he leaves the mall.
Yeah, because he's a runner.
He's fast.
He's
dude.
Really fast.
And she's like, how rude. And so I'm walking, and by this time I'm running out the door to get Trey before it goes into oncoming traffic. And I did kind of mutter, I was like, "Really, lady?" And so then I'm sitting in the car. I'm like,
You're usually the calm one.
I know.
I'm
like, "Really, lady?" So I'm sorry, if you were at Barnes & Noble yesterday at 3:28 and you heard a guy yelling, "Really, lady?" That was me. And so by this time I'm like shaking.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, come on. So then I posted my little run-in that afternoon, just as kind of a, you don't know what people are going through. This lady, I mean, she had a scowl on her face before she entered the mall. So I don't think it was anything that,
you know what?
That my very offensive son did to her. You
Maybe
know?
Earlier in the afternoon she had to buy a casket for someone
That's what
in
I
her
was
family.
Saying. That's exactly where I went
That's
to.
Always where I go. When somebody's crabby pants, I always think, you know what? This morning they probably bought a casket
Maybe
for
going
someone.
Through
that's a bad day, by
I made
the way.
A list of what this lady was going through. Either buying a casket, a divorce, maybe she didn't get a promotion. I mean, there's a lot of things that... You know, maybe it wasn't going on right.
Somebody sideswiped her car and drove off. And my kids say, "Gosh, what's wrong with her?" And then I bring up one of those and they're like, "Do you know her?" Then how do you know that happened?
Exactly.
I don't, but you see, it could have. And they just roll their eyes like.
You don't know their backstory.
Right. So she was probably having a really bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of took it out on you and Trey.
Yep.
And then what did you yell?
"Really, lady?" And normally, when I'm at the grocery store and I have some time to kill, I can start a dialogue, and there's nowhere to go. But this one, I had to take off pretty quick.
Well, he's a runner.
And I didn't want to engage any more conversation. Just really, lady, pretty much ended that one. Lauren Elena and Road Less Travel, about 7:22. News update from Charlie Stone on the way in just a little bit. Charlie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I spent most of my night on the couch watching a little bit of Nashville, returned to CMT.
Oh.
Nebraska, Iowa. And then I was on my phone a lot. I had a lot of screen time yesterday. I posted something on Facebook, and I received probably five or six personal messages, not on, like, our Tony and Candace Facebook page,
really?
More like the back end. You know what I mean, Candace?
I do.
And I got this really nice note from a lady named April. I had kind of a run-in at the mall.
Pray tell, what did you say in this?
It's convoluted. You can check out Tony and Candace on Facebook. I'm not going through it again.
All right.
So anyway, I kind of went and just some of the challenges sometimes that life presents.
Sure.
She went on to talk about her sister, Vanessa, who was special needs and who passed away in July.
Mm.
And she talked about all the gifts that her sister had gave her and how it really kind of changes your view. And this is so weird because, right, I had this little run-in at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to my car and I started thinking about this lady who had a problem with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I went into Candace mode. She probably bought a casket. Something's going on with her life today. It's not really her fault. And I thought of a song by Sawyer Brown. I was like, I should see if we can dust that off and play it in the archives. I swear to God, last night, April sent me a message on Facebook.
No.
And said, can you, oh, this is weird. Can you please play They Don't Understand by Sawyer Brown for my dad, Jim, my mom, Donna, and all of us, and send it out in spirit to my sister who we lost, Vanessa.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Sawyer Brown, Special Fendi, been here a number of times. You won't hear this any other time, but on a Feel the Love Friday, here it is, Queso.
A mother riding on a city bus.
See some good stuff. You can text us and give us a call at 274-1057. Oh, by the way, I got a text from a listener. I was a bucket of tears hearing that song from Sawyer Brown.
Danny
Bullock, bucket of tears, too.
I have breaking news.
Oh, boy. Oh. Here we go.
You know our good friend Jim from Burger King?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I just got a call from Jim, and he'd like to support your efforts about spreading the love and making it a better day.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, he had a special needs child, and he can relate to what you live and breathe every day. And he said, you know, he's right. We should just try to make it a nicer, kinder day today.
Sure.
So anybody that goes through the Burger King drive-thru or comes into the restaurant, any Burger King in Sioux City or South Sioux, between 9 and 10 this morning, Tony and Candace are buying them a cup of coffee.
Hey, how about that? So
we're spreading the love with free coffee today.
That's free coffee 9 to 10 at BK.
All they got to say is I'm supporting Tony and Candace and spread the love.
There oh, that's cool. Man, that's look wonderful. At that.
Chuck, I know where you and I are going when you get done with this newscast.
Right. You got that right. Anything I can do to stick Tony for a price of a
that's
cup
good.
Of coffee.
I like that. Good coffee there.
Those too, are good BK. People over there.
Very cool.
They
so
really are.
9 to 10 this morning, spreading the love, BK, get some free coffee. Just say it's on Tony and Candace. And
any BK.
I'm sure it'll be out of our paycheck.
There you go. Probably.
Sure. I know.
Okay. As we go to the phone lines, 274-1057 on the Positivity Spread the Love Friday.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
You guys are doing the shout-outs and spreading the love this morning.
Yes.
I would like to, if you guys could, do a shout-out to the Westwood community. I'm going to try to touch Christ through this. They're freshmen and eighth-grade boys that last year allowed my special needs son to play in a game against them and score a touchdown against them to give him a memory of a lifetime.
Oh, how cool.
We have amazing kids in this Northwest Iowa area, and Westwood is among the best. And that attention he got off that has just made this memory so huge for him. And the gratitude that my husband and I have for the Westwood community and the parents of those boys for raising such compassionate kids, there's never going to be words or a big enough thank you I can give them.
That's so cool. Can I ask you, what does your son say about that time now?
He still, when we talk about it or he hears it, he just gives this huge smile on his face and the joy and happiness. He remembers it because I did good. I ran the touchdown.
Aw.
It's just something that can never be taken away from him.
Well, and you gave those other kids something. That's something that will never be taken away from those other kids either.
And it was just not just kids, but after the game, we went into Subway, and the parents of those kids and the people that were at that junior high football game all congratulated him and said, what a great job you did. And it just goes to the fact that that area, that community, understands and has the compassion for kids that are different.
That's very cool. So what's your son's name?
Cameron.
Very cool. Hey, thanks a lot for sharing this morning. We appreciate it.
Go Cameron!
On a Spread the Love Friday, I got some great reports of schools that are now doing essays, especially in South Sioux City. They're kind of jumping on the bus here and talking about what it means to be kind to other people. Cute picture of Bria we posted on our Tony and Candace Facebook page. She was wearing a It's Cool to Be Kind t-shirt. Bruce Miller made a nice message, video message you can see on our Facebook page as well. As we go to the phone lines, where we have Donna standing by. Good morning, Donna.
Before I choke up, I want to tell you that I think you are a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, thanks, Don.
Wonderful. And, you know, your webpage meant a lot to someone in my family. Probably two people. Probably all of us. What am I saying? But it really made an impact on a couple of them. And it's tough when you deal with your own personal problems because everything looks rosy to everybody else. You know that as well as I do. And I just want to say thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You bet.
You didn't tell me it was Candace going to cry all day Friday. What the heck? I am not a crier.
Right, we're changing the name of the day on Friday to make Candace cry throughout the day Friday.
This morning I helped a couple put fuel in their car and get something to eat. I guess they're utilities were too high this month.
Oh, you're kidding.
But that was up at the Come and Go on Morningside, Lakeport. They were so distraught that they tried to get some way to pay me back, but I told them no. Pay it forward.
That's what it's all about, paying it forward. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Is. Have a good one.
Happy New Year.
You too.
You're still talking about, like, the pay it forward thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a waitress, and before Christmas, I have regulars that came in and, you know, like, they tip. A lot of people tip bigger around the holidays anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a two-year-old, and I'm 8 months pregnant, and I've had a regular customer who every year he tips his waitresses $20. Well, he gave me $120 for Christmas.
Really?
And without that, like, my son's Christmas wouldn't have been possible this year.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Oh, thank you so much for sharing. What are you due?
I am actually due next month, and my son will be 2 next month.
Oh, my gosh. It could be the same day.
I hope not.
How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, just worn out.
Pregnant. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, we will pray for you, and I'm so glad that they paid it forward.
Thank you
so much. Have a great day, and Happy New Year.
You too.
A week before Christmas, and I was in Hy-Vee, I had a really, really bad day all the way around. Because I have MS, and I was just having a bad day with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the grocery store, and my mom sent me a gift certificate for $75 for Hy-Vee. So I thought, okay, I'll go get my bacon stuff, because I always bake things and give to friends.
Aww.
So I get in the line, and she rings it up. And I'm short $26, so I thought, okay, I'll use my debit card. Well, you know something? I didn't have any money on my debit card. So I start taking things out, and this lady behind me, she comes up and she starts putting her stuff on because everybody else is rolling their eyes at me.
Sure.
And she goes, well, what does she need? She goes, I'll pay it for you. And I said, no, you don't have to do that. And she goes, yes. And I said, well, can I please have your number so I can pay you back? And she goes, there's no need for that. And then I cried. And then she cried.
That is amazing. I think that's what the season and what life is all about.
Yeah, it is. And she told me her name was Jen. So if you're listening, Jen, thank you so much. You were my angel that day.
I am... disabled. I had someone help me get up and took me to where I was going. Out of the love, I couldn't get up. I have a bad foot, and I could not get up to save myself. And she come around and yanked me right up and took me where I need to go.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was wonderful.